Then we go to the second one, which is, with Christ, I can do everything. What does that mean? I mean, I can't run the 100 meters in 9 seconds. I can do it in about 25 seconds, but not 9 seconds. What do I mean, but with Christ, I can do everything? I can do everything that is in the will of God for my life. Things outside the will of God, I don't want to do. I have no interest. If God doesn't ever want to give me the gift of healing, I have no interest in getting that gift. I have no interest in laying my hands on somebody and saying, you're healed. I have no interest in laying my hands on somebody and say, be baptized in the Holy Spirit. No, no. If God tells me, like he told Ananias, to go and lay hands on Paul, I'll do it. But with Christ, I can do everything. Without Christ, I can do nothing. So, when we say with Christ, I can do everything, it's limited to whatever is in God's will for my life. You don't have to preach like other people, because that may not be in God's will for your life. I've often told all my fellow elders in all our churches, don't try to preach like me. God wants only one Zach Poonen in his church. God wants one of you and one of somebody else. I'm not wanting to be like somebody else. I want to be myself. You must be yourself. Then you won't be in competition with others. Then you won't be thinking, can I preach better than him? Can I play the instrument better than him? You haven't understood. With Christ, I can do everything that God has planned for my life. Not what God has planned for somebody else's life. So don't ever desire to be able to do something which somebody else can do. It's like the eye trying to hear. It's not supposed to hear. The ear is supposed to hear. That's the meaning of the body of Christ. The eye is supposed to see. It should concentrate on that. You're supposed to concentrate on what God's called you in the body of Christ to be. And you can do it, but only with Christ. And you can do everything. Supposing God's planned 1,000 things for me to do in my life, with Christ I can do all those 1,000 things before I leave this earth. So don't waste your life trying to do things which God has not planned for you. Competing with somebody, trying to show that you can match that person in some area. Look at that's the way the world. And a lot of us have wasted many years like that. Don't waste any more lifetime like that. Say, Lord, there's a plan you made for my life. For many years I was blind to it. I did my own will foolishly. Wasted so many years. I've done it too. But a time came when I said, no more. I want to, from now on, fulfill your will for my life. Then you may say, what about the years that are wasted? Let me give you an example. The Apostle Paul wasted 30 years of his life, not just, you know, as a half-hearted Christian, but as a wholehearted hater of Christians. That's how he spent 30 years, going and catching Christians and locking them up in jail. I don't know how many Christians he sanctioned their killing. I don't know. He wasted 30 years. He lived only up to 67. He was beheaded by Nero when he was 67. But 30 out of those 67 years was wasted. Can such a man accomplish God's will? Fulfill all the things that God has accomplished, that God has planned for him in his life? Yes. How do we know? Because Paul says at the end of his life in 2 Timothy and chapter 4, he says, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. 2 Timothy and chapter 4, verse 7. I have finished. Not, I finished 90%. How can a man who wasted 30 years of his life finish his course? That's an encouragement to me. It's an encouragement to you. I can't say that I wasted 35 years of my life, but when God filled me afresh, when I was 35 years old with the Holy Spirit, and 6 months later CFC started, I can say, to me that is like a new beginning in my life. It was completely different. It was in an altogether different plane after that. That's when I really began to have faith that I can live this Christian life and began to take it seriously. What about the years before? I can't say I did nothing. See, when we try to live without Christ helping us, we do a lot of things, but it's in hypocrisy. It's a lot of things on the outward without an inner life. And that's how it was with me. But Paul, God knew that this man, Paul, is wholehearted and sincere, but he's completely wrong. And I will allow him to go astray. Not that God made him go astray, but he was stubborn, proud, and God allowed him to see the folly of all that was there in the Jewish ways. Then when he got converted, he was radically converted. And so, in the remaining 37 years, that's what God had planned for him, and he accomplished it. He said, I finished my course. I want to say at the end of my life that I finished my course. I don't know when it'll be, but I want to finish my course. I hope that's your passion. I can do everything that is in God's will for me with Christ's help. And that's why we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. With Christ I can do everything means, with the power of the Holy Spirit that Christ gives me, I can do everything. That is how Christ is with me. See, it's the only time I can say the Lord is really with me is when I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. If I get up to speak without being filled with the Holy Spirit, I'll get up and bore everybody. Christ won't be with me. Or if I do something else, if I'm doing it without Christ, it'll not accomplish what God wants to accomplish. That's why you must seek in everything. Christ must be there with me. That's why it's a good thing to ask ourselves, you know, if you're in a questionable thing, I'm not sure whether I should do this or not. Ask yourself, can I do this in fellowship with Christ? You know, many people use the saying, what would Jesus do? That sounds very spiritual, but it's not always gives me a right answer. Shall I build a house? What would Jesus do? I don't think he was ever interested in building a house. What about postgraduate education? What would Jesus do? He was not interested in postgraduate education. I can make a lot of things like that. What about putting a fixed deposit in a bank? What would Jesus do? You can become a hypocrite, saying, I'm always doing what Jesus did and do all these other things which Jesus never did. That's not the way to do it. I say, don't ask that question, what would Jesus do? Now I'm falling in love with a girl. What would Jesus do? You're going to get crazy. That's not the answer. Let's be honest. You know, this WWJD, people go with bands called WWJD, what would Jesus do? It doesn't work. So what I've discovered is, you know, I just don't swallow everything that Christians preach. You've probably discovered by now that I don't swallow what all Christians preach. I want to see if it's real. I say, can I do this in fellowship with Jesus? That's the thing. Can I do this in fellowship with Jesus? Can I build a house there because I want to live in fellowship with Jesus? Sure. Don't cheat anybody. Can I open a fixed deposit in a bank in fellowship with Jesus? Sure, because the Bible says, like an ant, I must prepare for the winter in the time of summer. So, the question is, can I do this in fellowship? So, whenever you're doubtful about something, just ask this question. Can I do this in fellowship with Jesus? Can I watch this TV program in fellowship with Jesus? Go ahead and watch it. Or maybe it's a movie. Can I watch it in fellowship with Jesus? If you can't, don't do it. I want to do everything that is in the will of God for my life. And if you spend your time doing a lot of things which are not in the will of God, what will happen is you won't have time to do the things which are in the will of God. That's why we got to be disciplined in the use of our time. With Christ, I can do everything.